It is time for another WNRN in-studio session. Every morning, Bama Sago does this thing called A Decade of Difference, where he profiles a band from their start till about 10 years later or so in their career. And Aaron Lunsford, I do believe you and I have been chatting or watching you perform now for well over a decade, so you make that class.
You're aging me, huh?
No, I'm aging myself. You're still 21 and nothing. Look
That's
at
right,
you. Yeah.
Right when I was 12. It's good to be back here.
Well, I got to say, the sound that you guys have on this new album, Touchy Feely, it is easily the most laid-back and polished record I have ever heard from Aaron and the Wildfire, Aaron Lunsford. Well done.
Thank you.
It's really nice to listen. We'll talk more about it, but Aaron, do you want to start us off with a song?
Yeah. Let's play the first song from the record. This is Ray of Sunshine.
Ray of Sunshine from Aaron and the Wildfire for a WNRN in-studio session. That is track one on the new album Touchy Feely, which is available. You can check out aaronandthewildfire.com. And that performance sounds just like it does on the studio version. Thanks to our sound man, Patrick Komen. Matt, your bassist couldn't be with us today, but really, we're not missing him. He's, you know, you're doing a fine job. Steven's doing a fine job with the bass on the keys.
Yeah,
so,
Steven
yeah.
killed it.
I miss you, Matthew. Don't listen to them.
Nick, I'm glad you said that because my feeling, my suspicion is that Matt is currently trolling around bodegas looking for different snack foods. What is it with you two and the snacks?
Well, it's always been kind of a thing between us and between all of us. Like when we're stopping at places on tour, like that's something that you do to break up the drudgery of driving for 10 hours in a day is, oh, what kind of snacks you get? And Matt in particular has always liked to really push the envelope, try new things, find the weirdest thing. And I'm right there with him. You know, whenever he gets something, we're doing it together. And during the pandemic, it was like we needed to show people that we were still alive. You know, we were still doing stuff. And I just thought,
raiding snacks.
You know, I really like hot ones a lot.
Okay. That, all right. Your very favorite snack on this journey.
On video or just generally?
Generally.
At heart, I'm a popcorn guy. I have my own Whirly Pop that I make, you know, special Amish popcorn from.
So with all this whole journey and visiting all these gas stations, convenience stores across the nation, you found popcorn.
Okay, if we're talking gas station snack, then my go-to is probably Pizzeria Combos.
Nice,
one,
yeah.
One, for how ridiculous it is that the flavor is not pizza, it's pizzeria flavor.
It does taste like a pizzeria. Really?
Yeah, I know, it tastes like pizzeria smells. And two, it's a great snack combos for staying awake while you're driving. Kind of have to, you know, eat it one at a time and take your time with it.
And the very worst treat you enjoyed on this journey with Matt about snack food.
Definitely. And this is a spoiler because the episode is not out yet, I don't think.
This is good promotion.
But we tried an ice cream that was meant for dogs.
Oh, a pup cup.
Yeah. Well,
like on purpose?
But like, it was from the freezer section.
Yeah.
Yeah, on purpose. Well, yeah.
Knowing it was for dogs.
The dogs tried it too.
Yeah.
But we just thought,
all right.
Well, what if it's good?
Well, Nick, your coat looks very shiny today, so it's working. We're talking with Aaron and the Wildfire about their new album, Touchy Feely, not just snacks. As soon as Touchy Feely begins, Aaron, with that song, Ray of Sunshine, there's this immediate sense that it is a very fresh sound for Aaron and the Wildfire. I hear a lot of different styles and influences, but I'm curious what your perspective is on music or groups that you leaned into a little bit more going into writing Touchy Feely.
Sure. Well, that song in particular was like very 80s inspired.
Mm-hmm.
We were listening to a lot of Chaka Khan and Steve Winwood. And for the record as a whole, I'd say we were listening to Emily King. You guys pipe in anytime here. D'Angelo, like some of our more classic influences, but we actually tried to apply them this time. Whereas Thirst was like, we got in the studio, no producer, just laid everything down as fast as we could. That's our last album.
Right.
And this one, we went in with so much prep. We had demos of everything and we had a producer and really got to dial in sounds that we wanted to experiment with. And it was like a whole new ball game compared to our last recording experience.
Where did you record this?
This was at Montrose in Richmond and also at White Star in Louisa. We did half and half.
Nice. With Adrian there at Montrose, awesome guy.
Yeah.
Did he help bring in some of the more funk sound that's on this album, or where did that come from?
We've always loved Parliament and Funkadelic, so I guess we've always been inspired by that kind of sound. And we had some really funky songs on our last album. We had horns and stuff like that. So I guess we're still using some of those influences, but we kind of refined it into a more indie pop with some funk sprinkled.
Nice.
If you can sprinkle funk.
Yeah.
Sorry. I think that the songs that we did at Montrose are Whatever You Like, Then I Changed, and Shape. And I think that the songs do have like a bit of a grit and attitude about them that is taken from a combination of Adrian and that influence that in my mind is something that I like for a lot of the things that do come out of Montrose is that they have like a little bit of attitude. And I think that attitude is maybe the thing that translates most from like the Funkadelic influence. It's just like,
yeah, I think of other bands that have recorded there like Illiterate Light, same deal. You know, you can get that kind of edge from that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm loving what we're hearing. Can we hear another song?
Yeah. Let's do Whatever You Like. This one started as like a love song to someone else, and then it became a love song to me.
Oh.
From me.
Rosy and ablaze, my thoughts would run. I want to feel, I want to trust
That's Whatever You Like. Aaron and the Wildfire live for WNRN in studio session today. Tomorrow, you can see them at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. And then Saturday night, they perform at the Camel in Richmond. Ryan on guitar on that tune. Ryan, I got to say, there's a bit of a calypso beat on that track.
Yeah, I wish that I could take credit for that, but that's all Aaron. That's all Aaron's guitar writing, and I just play it.
Nice.
So I just get to sit back, groove, be told what to do, and have fun with it. I don't have to.
Although I think something changed, and not necessarily on purpose, when you started playing it. You're like, oh, there's kind of a strumming pattern that I will gravitate towards that's slightly different maybe than I think what Aaron's doing, right?
Well, yeah, certainly. I play less than what Aaron plays, mm-hmm. which is kind of my mantra right now. I'm really into less is more for me right now.
Okay.
Especially with...
He likes to be not seen and not heard.
Yeah. You can always always tell a Milford man. Yeah, I just think that we're putting out a lot of sound right now. And, you know, to threaten like waxing poetic for a bit, when we started out in just a four-piece playing guitar, being the only guitar mm-hmm. and like chordal instrument in the band, it's like, you know what, I need to fill out a lot of space. And it's easy to think like with these people and in this band that I need to continue that thread. Mm-hmm. And frankly, to get out of that and get out of our band's way a little bit, I need to lean to an extreme a little bit and then try to dial up more. So right now I will say that I'm maybe in my trough mm-hmm. of okay. filling space. And right. Maybe I'll start to come back up.
As a weird metaphor as that is, like, it reminds me of those early childhood memories of bad PSAs during Saturday morning cartoons where they tell you, when you start a bath, start the cold water first, then add the warm water
to
it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You don't want to just like jump into a hot bath. You gotta
really
dial it back
for
a
that
bit.
One.
I really did. Yeah.
And
again,
cut.
Showing my age. Aaron and the Wildfire live for WNRN in studio session today. Touchy Feely is their new album. They have two shows this weekend. Again, Charlottesville for a Friday night show tomorrow, and Saturday night at the Camel in Richmond. And both shows with Tennis Shoe from Butcher Brown. Very rad.
Yeah.
So more and more funk coming into the presentation.
Yeah. Tennis Shoe, I don't even know if we can put him in a box of genre-wise. He's so good.
Yeah.
We're so excited to see them. And he was saying maybe some of the other Butcher Brown members would be accompanying him. So we'll see. Keeping our fingers crossed. But he's incredible. He plays all the instruments. I mean, you guys probably already know, but he's opening up both nights, and we're so thrilled to have him on board.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, enough talk about him. Let's hear another song from Aaron and the Wildfire.
Sure. Let's do yours, Newmark. So I forgot to say earlier, this one was actually recorded at Blue Sprocket in Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is no more because they blew up their location had a gas leak or something, and they
something
exploded.
The building,
but we were lucky enough to record a couple songs there, and this was one of them that ended up tacking onto this record too. So thank you, Chris.
Yours anymore. Yours anymore. Yours anymore. Yours anymore. Ooh, I've been really working, baby, trying to put one foot in front of the other. It's been so
Yours Anymore, from Aaron and the Wildfire for this WNRN in-studio session. It is on their new album, Touchy Feely, and Chris Jackson, you are for real, and great job recording that tune, that blues sprocket sound. There is a subtle, in-your-face breakup song in that track, Aaron. Is it directed at one person as you're singing? You don't have to mention that person by name, but we'd love to hear who it is. But, you know, is there that one individual you're thinking of every time you open the mic?
That song is about one person in particular. It's about my college relationship. And so were many of the songs on the last album. Mm. But that is the last song that I wrote about that relationship. I, like, put a pin in it.
You're done with it.
It was done.
Okay.
So thematically, it's like the gateway into the rest of this album, which is all about self-love and body acceptance and body positivity and, like,
oh man,
my family.
Maybe we should have put it
first. Yeah, temporally, it's like right in the middle of the record.
Yeah, it's right in the middle. But yeah, that one was like a stepping stone for sure into a new era of lyrical writing for me.
Well, now I understand why it's called Touchy Feely. It makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, a lot of feelings.
See Aaron and the Wildfire tomorrow night at the Southern Cafe Music Hall in Charlottesville, and then Saturday night at the Camel in Richmond. AaronandTheWildfire.com has more info, including more upcoming dates. You're doing some tour dates with Maggie Rose. Is there anything else coming down the horizon for Aaron and the Wildfire in the summer of 2022?
We've got a couple festival dates. We've got something, the Carbon Leaf Festival, that's down in the Outer Banks. We've got Front Porch Fest, which is down in Stuart, Virginia, and touring with Maggie through June, too. So we're really excited for that.
Very cool. Aaron Wildfire is Steven on the keys today. Aaron Lunsford on the guitar and vocals. Mr. Ryan Lip on guitar and vocals. And Nick loves the snack. Quinlan's on drums. And aww, Matt Woods couldn't be here today. But Aaron of the Wildfire, you guys are phenomenal. We love you so much. And thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, WNRN. We really appreciate you.